Are you ready? We have cooked a food for you. Come and dine with Jesus. Are you ready to eat with Jesus?
I'm ready.
Are you ready? Jesus has set a table before you today, a food from heaven. Are you ready to eat that food?
And that's the kind of food that will really bless every part of your body and every part of your life. It's like ready? When Jesus met
Ask
the Samaritan
the
woman.
Please, are you ready?
Are you ready? Yeah, that's the question. Are you ready to have...
I want to know whether you are ready. Are you ready?
Food.
Are you ready to eat my flesh?
Food that will not run out.
Are you ready to eat my flesh? Are you ready to drink my blood?
That's what Jesus said.
That one. Are you ready to eat my flesh and to drink my blood? That's what Jesus said. He said, I am the bread of life. John chapter 6, 35. He who comes to me will never hunger again, and he who believes in me will never thirst. If you eat my flesh and drink my blood, you have eternal life. You say, what? This man we have been following from the beginning is a cannibal. No. I can't hear this one. It's too hard. And they turned and they left him. We don't know how many they were, but it happened after Jesus fed the 5,000. And they abandoned and left. Jesus turned and see the 12 and say, hey, you, why are you not going? Peter say, you have the words of eternal life.
Exactly. And that is the key. The word of God is life, is spirit and life. And the same way that Jesus, in his encounter with the Samaritan woman, told her that if you knew who was asking you for a drink, you would ask me and I would give you living water.
Thank you for saying that. I mean, there are two things. When you go to your table, you eat and you drink. Am I right? We eat food and we drink water. And both of them give life. He said to the Samaritan, ask me, I will give you living waters. He said to the others, eat my flesh and drink my blood. That's what Jesus said to you. Are you ready to dine with him?
So that's what's on the menu today in the restaurant here in the University of God. It is the word of God in the power of the Holy Spirit, not just the word alone, but the word revealed by the Spirit of God. And when it becomes a part of you, it's life to your flesh, life to your soul.
So Jesus is inviting you to dine today with him. So let's go to the menu. Open the menu. Let's go to the book of John chapter 4, verse 32. First.
John 4:32, but he said to them, I have food to eat of which you do not know. Therefore the disciples said to one another, has anyone brought him anything to eat? Jesus said to them, my food is to do the will of him who sent me and to finish his work.
Ruth, bless us. Read it again slowly. You are our mom. Read it again slowly and louder.
But he said to them, I have food to eat of which you do not know.
Jesus said to his disciples, I have food to eat that you do not know. What did they say?
Therefore, the disciples said to one another, has anyone brought him anything to eat?
Did somebody bring you a banana, meat, or whatever, or fish? Jesus said what?
Jesus said to them, my food is to do the will of him who sent me.
Jesus said, I don't need your meat, your banana, your fruit. I have a food, special food.
And to finish his work.
Hallelujah, to do the will of my Father. What is that food? The living word of God.
Because the word of God communicates and expresses God's will and his desire. So when Jesus said his food is to do the will of God, how is the will of God expressed? It's through his word.
So anytime we are preaching, we are serving you food from heaven. Anytime we teach, we are giving you water from heaven. Anytime somebody preaches, you are planting a seed. You are planting a seed of life into the heart. This food is a special food. We have two types of food. Natural food and spiritual food. This is what Jesus said. Who gave him food? You don't know my food. Now, let's go to Job. Job chapter 23, verse 12. Job understood the nature of that food we are talking about today. Job 23, verse 12. Listen to him. Start from verse 11, even. Job was in the midst of terrible circumstances. When you are in a situation that is difficult, your appetite is gone. You don't want to eat. But this man says something that struck my heart.
My foot has held fast to his steps. I have kept his way and not turned aside. I have not departed from the commandment of his lips. I have treasured the words of his mouth more than my necessary food.
I have treasured the word from the mouth of the Lord more than my daily food. I have treasured the word of life, the word of heaven, the eternal word, more than the natural food. That's what Job said. Because he ate the living word from the mouth of God, he was able to stand the trial. Go to verse 10 up. Listen to him, what he said.
But he knows the way that I take.
God knows my way.
And when he has tested me.
When God has tested me by the sickness I'm going through.
I shall come forth as gold.
I will come out like gold. You are going through test. No money in the pocket. No food. Your health is gone. You're in pain. No hope of healing. Nothing. No hope for the future. You are in the midst of the pit. No way out in darkness. That was the situation of this man. But he said, I know I'm only being tested. That is to say, your situation is not unto death, but for the glory of God. I know God allowed this to happen to test my heart. It is easy to say, I love you. I love you, baby. I love you, my girl. I love you. We all say it. How do you know the value of love?
When times are hard.
When times are hard. You love where there's no reason in the natural to love. You love. You love when the foundation of every love on the outside is gone. No money. Situations are tough. That love of heart is not based on circumstances. The love of heart is beyond silver and gold. The love of heart, even if you have nothing, that love is still there. Job said to God, because that faith, the foundation of that faith and love is based on God's love, not man's love. What gave this man capacity to understand that the terrible situation he was going through was just a test of faith? That's what he said. I know I'm only being tested by God. I will come out like gold. What a declaration of faith. And he said, I treasured his word more than my daily food. I kept his commandment. I treasure his way. He remained faithful to God in the midst of adversities. That is the key. That is the key. What gives him the faith? It is the word of God, the word of his mouth. Now let's go to another prophet, Jeremiah. Let's go to Jeremiah chapter 15. Jeremiah was a prophet who suffered because of the message he was delivering. Everybody was oppressing him. Tribulation, persecution. One of the most persecuted prophets of the Bible, Jeremiah. Let's go. Jeremiah 15. Start from verse 15 and 16.
Jeremiah 15 from verse 15. O Lord, you know, remember me and visit me and take vengeance for me on my persecutors. In your enduring patience, do not take me away. Know that for your sake, I have suffered rebuke. Your words were found and I ate them.
Your words were found and I ate your word. I devour your earth. Are you eating the word of God? That's the question. If your faith is shaking, it's because malnutrition.
Yeah.
If your faith is shaking, because you have been starving your heart, you have been starving your spirit.
You don't have the vitamins, the minerals, all the things that are required, the nutrients to make you strong and healthy. And where are these found? In the word of God. That's where they're found.
So you may be eating nice food on the outside, but your spirit is stifled. Your spirit is hungry and thirsty for righteousness. Blessed are those who thirst for righteousness. They shall be filled.
Filled, exactly. So the filled talking about there is not filled on the outside. The spirit man in all of us that is hungry for the word of God, that is hungry for righteousness, that's what will be filled.
When was the last time I'm talking to you, eye to eye, when was the last time you fed your soul? When was the last time you fed your spirit? Answer me that question. Ask your neighbor, when was the last time you fed your spirit? When was the last time you fed your soul? When was the last time? Go to Isaiah 55, from verse 1. When was the last time you fed your spirit? Are you weak? Is your flesh weak? Is your faith weak? When was the last time you fed your soul and your spirit?
Are you ready? This is what's on the menu today. Are you ready to eat your food? Isaiah 55 from verse 1. Everyone who thirsts, come to the waters.
Are you thirsty? Come to the waters.
And you who have no money, come buy and eat.
This food, silver and gold cannot buy it.
Yes, come buy wine and milk without
come
money.
And take milk and honey without money.
And without price.
Without price freely.
Why do you spend money for what is not bread?
Why are you spending your money on meat, on silver, on egg, on bread?
Why do you spend your money for what is not bread and your wages for what does not satisfy?
This is exactly what Jesus meant. Mm. Why are you laboring for the food that perishes? Mm. Labor for the food that eternal life. They say, Moses gave us the manna. Moses never gave you the manna. The Father gave you the manna that came from heaven that gave you eternal life. This is the word Isaiah is talking about. This is what Jesus meant.
Listen carefully to me and eat what is good.
Listen and eat. Oh my God, that's the key.
And let your soul delight itself in abundance.
Oh my Jesus.
Incline your ear and come to me.
Oh, hallelujah.
Hear and your soul shall live.
You say, come and eat.
Listen carefully to me and eat what is good.
Sorry. You say, come and eat. Eat what is good, right?
Yeah.
How do we eat that food?
When we take
that. No. The answer is there. How do we eat that food? Isaiah said, come and eat.
Listen.
Listen. You eat that food by listening.
Yeah. And listening not just with our ears, but with our hearts.
Oh, my God. When you listen to the word with your heart, you are eating the word. Your heart is eating the word.
That's why we asked you that question. Are you ready? Anyone can say, oh, yes, I'm ready to watch something on YouTube. I'm ready to watch someone preaching. I'm ready to listen on the outside. But is your heart ready to listen to that word and for that word to become a part of you? Is your heart a hearing heart? That's the question.
It is your heart that is eating the food. It is your heart that listens. It is your heart that eats that food of life, not your mouth. So Jesus wants to give you that food today.
Listen carefully to me and
listen
eat what is good.
And eat what is good.
And let your soul delight itself in abundance.
Let your soul delight in abundance.
Incline your ear.
Incline your ears.
And come to me.
Which ear? Not this one. Incline the ear of your heart. And what?
And come to me.
Come to me. Come to who? Come to Jesus.
Hear and your soul shall live.
Oh my God. That's Jesus Christ is talking in the book of Isaiah. He came to the Pharisees in John chapter 5. You search the scriptures because you think you have life.
Mm.
Come to me and have life.
My heart. Hear the voice of God.
Amen.
My heart, hear the voice of Holy Spirit. My heart, hear the voice of God.
Thank you.
My heart, hear the voice of Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Let there be freedom. Let there be rest. In my heart, in my soul, and in my mind, in Jesus' name, let there be freedom, let there be rest in my heart.
Hallelujah. This is the secret of the Bible. This is the secret of Jesus Christ. Mm. The secret of Apostle Paul, the word of God. The word of God is food for your spirit and your soul. Now, come back to what Jesus said. They said to him, he said, I have food to eat that you do not know. Who gave him food? My food is to do my Father's will. Now, we have natural food and we have spiritual food.
Mm.
So, I want to show you one demonstration to understand what we mean today.
Because this is the University of God, don't forget. So that's why
University
these diagrams are for you to help understand the message and apply it to your life. That's why we make these available for you during these messages.
The most important parables is the parable of the sower. And that's what we are talking about today. This is the food of the Word of God. Look at this picture here. When you look at this picture, I divide it by two. This is natural food. This is spiritual food. There are two types of man in you. Human and the divine part, the spiritual side. When we eat food, natural food, this is natural food. Meat, vegetables, whatever. When you eat this food, the food will never jump into your mouth and your stomach by itself. Never, ever. You have a role to play.
There's a process.
There's a process. First, if you're not hungry, will you eat?
No.
Sometimes we eat by pleasure. I go with nice food. Oh, I eat because I'm hungry. This food is not raw meat. The food is cooked. The food we are talking about is a food that has been cooked by a chef. There is a chef that cooked the manna from heaven. And the chef is called Holy Spirit. When the Holy Ghost dishes out the word for you, your soul will live. Your spirit will live. Your whole body will live forever. Mm. That food comes from heaven and gives you everlasting life. The natural food here, you have a role to play. I take the meat and I open my mouth. Number one, I have to open my mouth. I take my spoon. I would love to have food here. Ruth, can you take food and eat it so we can see how you eat food?
Oh, okay.
If you have some food here, just bring it. Let Ruth eat. While she's eating, I will tell you. People of God, it's not me. She's a one. Praise the Lord. This is ordinary food, natural food. Very nice. You like what Mexican food? Is this tapas or whatever?
I think it's like chicken wraps.
Okay, anyway.
With mango and salad.
Okay, now, madam, can you eat your food? Let people see. Natural. This is natural food.
Oh, gosh.
Let's admire how you eat your food. Be careful. The whole world is watching you. Please, you are invited. Praise the Lord. This is the food. First, she looked at the food. That's the number one. If the food is not accommodating, you will not eat it. Number two, the food must be smelling very nice.
It smells really nice.
If it smells bad, you will not eat it. So God gives you senses. Eyes to see the food. Smell it before you put it in your mouth. You will never put it in your mouth. Something's not good. It's screened by the eyes. Screened by the nose. It smells nice. Let me taste it in the mouth. The mouth is going to screen it by taste.
Okay. Here we go.
Good. At this moment, she's tasting the food. Is it nice? How does it look like? No? She's chewing it. She's tasting it. But the food is still in her mouth. Natural food. Number one, she take the food with her hands. She put it open her mouth to put it inside. She's chewing the food. But this food, where is the food now?
I've swallowed it.
Oh, my God. Did you see her? I never noticed when she swallowed it. If the food was tasting bitter, will you swallow it?
No, it's spit it
out.
She
will spit it out. Mm. But the food was nice. Now, where is that food she ate? Inside here. And she, oh, my God. This is how we eat every single day. We don't realize it.
Sorry, this is nice.
Okay, go ahead, madam. Go ahead. Praise the Lord. We do this every day. You like the food? You see it? You smell it? You taste it? It is nice? Then you swallow it. Once the food is in your mouth, what do? We have no control of the food madam has eaten. We can only see the visible one, but the food that enters your stomach, what is it doing? Where is it going? When the food enters our stomach, I don't have any control about it. Now, I forget about it. Many of us today, when you woke up in the morning, you have taken your breakfast. In some parts of the world, they have taken their lunch already. That food, where is it? You have completely forgotten that food. But that food is still working in your body some way. In your stomach, there is a process going on. We call it digestion. In that processing in your stomach, nutrients of the food is going right into your blood. The blood cells will carry every organ of your life to give their life. That is the food you eat. They give life to all your flesh. The kind of food you eat determines the kind of health you have today. One's input determines output. Show me what you eat, and I will tell you what kind of health you have.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you.
Okay, but anyway, let me save this for later. Because
so I'm saying
spiritual food now.
Once you eat the food enters your stomach, the process starts. This is what we do in the natural every single day. I swallow the food, it enters my mouth. Once I swallow it, it enters a hill called the stomach. This is where the process of digestion works. And I want to tell you something. Once the food enters here, I draw this line. In this line, I say, no self-will or control. Once the food enters here, it's too late. If you have ate poison, it's too late. That's why God gave us grace to check the food before it enters our stomach. If it is bad, you remove it from your stomach. But once it enters here, you have no control unless you vomit that food out. But the food is here, entering your system. You have no control here. This is invisible. We don't know what's happening here. But this one, we have control up. We have control. Why? Because it's the realm of our mind, understanding. The senses are here. The eyes, the nose, the smell, the taste, the feelings are here. God gave us this to check what is relevant, what is good, what is bad in the natural sense before we process it. That is here. So when I go into a restaurant or eat natural food, this is the area where we are. But Jesus said, this food is perishing. I have food to eat that you do not know. My food is the word of God. Job said, the word of your mouth. Now, this is the spiritual food I'm going to talk about today. This one. You can see this person is a natural man and a spiritual man here. This is the food here, the Bible, the word of God. When we open the Bible with thirst and hunger in our heart, don't forget. Thirst and hunger for righteousness, Jesus said, Matthew chapter 5. Blessed are those who thirst and hunger for righteousness. They shall be
filled.
What's the meaning of that?
They'll be filled on the inside.
Mm-hmm.
They'll be satisfied.
Mm-hmm.
They'll be content on the inside.
Mm-hmm.
When we say we thirst and hunger for righteousness, it's our spirit that hungers for that.
Mm-hmm.
So it's when we feed our soul with the word of God that we will truly be filled and satisfied.
That is it. John chapter 1, verse 4 to 5 say, in this word there is life, and life is the light of man.
Mm.
This word is the seed of divine life that comes into your heart, your spirit, and produces faith. The life of the flesh is in the blood. Leviticus 17, verse 11. The blood gives life to the body. But the life of the spirit is in faith, life of faith. How does it come? The word. This word is a natural word. The Bible you read on the shelf. It has to come inside here to become spiritual. This is natural. This is spiritual. This natural word, how do I eat it? Ruth just say, incline your
ear.
Your ear. First, when we read as human being, our eyes are reading the Bible. Our mind is screening to understand the Bible. We have mind, carnal mind, everybody. It is normal. It will start here first. Instead of opening your mouth, you open your mind. When the word comes here, your mind, open your mind, open-minded. Why we open our mind? What is the mind? The mind is where understanding comes. Is the realm of understanding. If I don't understand something, I will reject it. If I understand it, I accept it. Nobody can believe in his heart what does not accept it. So our mind needs to be renewed to accept the word. Now, when I face something I cannot accept, it can never enter my heart. That's why Jesus spoke to me in a parable. You see, Ruth, can you go to Isaiah chapter 6, verse 9 to 10? Why some people reject the food? Why some people, the word of God never sink in their heart? Because of this.
Isaiah 6 from verse 9.
Mm-hmm.
And he said, go and tell this people, keep on hearing, but do not understand.
Keep on hearing the message. Keep on reading, but never understand.
Keep on seeing, but do not perceive.
Keep on reading, but you never see the meaning of the parable.
Make the heart of this people dull.
Make the heart in darkness, dull.
And their ears heavy.
Their ears heavy not to hear and understand.
And shut their eyes.
Shut their eyes.
Lest they see with their eyes.
Lest they see with their eyes.
And hear with their ears.
And hear with their ears.
And understand with their heart.
Understand with their heart.
And return and be healed.
And turn and be healed. Oh, hallelujah. That's the process of digesting this word of God. Let's go to Proverbs. This is the foundation of how we read the Bible, how you can service your life, service your faith. If you don't read the Bible with your heart, you are not servicing your faith.
Mm.
You are quenching the spirit. How do we service it? Proverbs chapter 2, verse 1.
My son, if you receive my words and treasure my commands within you, so that you incline your ear to wisdom and apply your heart to understanding. Yes, if you cry out for discernment and lift up your voice for understanding, if you seek her as silver and search for her as for hidden treasures, then you will understand the fear of the Lord.
Thank you.
And find the knowledge of God.
Start again.
My son, if you receive my words.
Wait. My son, if you receive my word. We don't receive the word here. We receive the word in our heart.
And treasure my commands within you.
You treasure my command here in your heart. How can you treasure a command you have not received? The word has to enter your heart to know the divine meaning.
So that you incline your ear to wisdom.
So that you incline your ear to wisdom.
And apply your heart to understanding.
Apply your heart, mean open your heart to spiritual understanding. This is human understanding, spiritual understanding. Continue.
Yes, if you cry out for discernment.
Thank you. That's the key. Which verse is that one?
Verse 3.
Proverbs chapter 2, verse 3 say, if you cry out for
discernment.
What does it mean? When you are reading here?
Spiritual understanding and revelation.
Ask Holy Spirit, help me to understand what I'm reading. Paul read the Old Testament all his life and became a Pharisee, but never understood that Christ was hidden in the message. Moses told them all this, but they could not understand why. So because they don't have any discernment.
Many people can just read the word of God as intellectual words on the page.
Thank you so much.
And not actually receive the life in the word.
What does this mean? If the word remains in my mouth and never enters my heart, it can bring life. If the word enters your mind, the brain, and remain there, it's just mental lesson. There's no difference between that and reading chemistry.
It's like reading a literary book or literature. It's not reading something which can transform you. The Bible is actually the only book that can transform your life. All other books can just inform. But for the Bible to transform you, you need to allow that word to become an integral part of you. And that is what we're talking about in this message today, all about dining with Jesus.
Thank you.
Because the word has to become a part of you. And it can only become a part of you when it goes from your ear to your mind and then down to your heart. That is where the understanding, spiritual understanding, takes place.
Good. Verse 3 again.
Yes, if you cry out for discernment.
How do I cry out for discernment? This is what David said in the book of Psalm 119, verse 18. Lord, open my eyes to see wondrous things in your law.
It's an understanding that we can't read this word of God or understand it or apply it without the help of the Holy Spirit. It's an understanding that I can't do this alone. I can't understand it alone. Humanly, it doesn't make sense to me. I need your help, Holy Spirit.
In Acts chapter 8, the Ethiopian eunuch was reading the book of Isaiah. Mentally, he couldn't understand. He was crying out. He was reading aloud because he wanted to understand whom the prophet is talking about. He was crying out for what?
Discernment.
Discernment. What does it mean to cry for discernment? When you read your Bible aloud to understand the meaning, and when you engage your heart, when you meditate, that's the key. You attract the attention of the Holy Spirit.
And I like the way that the word mentions the word cry. Because when you cry for something, it's something that you really, it comes from your heart, you mean it. Many of us, when we read these words in the Bible, our reason may reject it, but our heart craves for it. Our spirit craves for it. And when we crave for something, that's when we cry out for understanding, for discernment. Because this is actually the food that our soul is looking for, that our spirit is waiting for. But we might read these words and our reason, our intellect, our mental assent might think, oh, well, that doesn't make sense, or I don't understand that, or I don't want to read that. But your heart is actually craving for this word. And that's why we need to cry out for discernment.
So when you cry out for discernment, mean you are examining what you are reading in the light of God's word, need the Holy Spirit to help you to have the divine meaning of this Bible. Mm. The Pharisees and Sadducees were reading this book of Isaiah every single day.
And when Jesus came, they never saw who he was because they just saw him in the natural.
Why? Why they didn't see him? Go to Deuteronomy chapter 29, verse 4. Remember the word Moses spoke to them thousands of years, that when this man called Jesus will come, you will not be able to hear or to know whom he is. We need to approach this Bible with humility. Without the Holy Spirit, we can never understand the divine meaning of the Bible. When you eat a food and you don't swallow it, it can never enter your stomach. How do you swallow it? We come to that.
Deuteronomy 29, verse 4. Mm-hmm. Yet the Lord has not given you a heart to perceive, and eyes to see, and ears to hear to this very day.
My God, that's what Jesus said to him. I mean, faith has not come. You don't, God has not given eyes to see, to perceive. That's what Moses said to them thousands of years. And that's exactly how they resisted Jesus when Jesus, the Messiah, came in their presence. Mm. They couldn't understand his words. Mm. So when you go back to verse 4, you cry out for understanding, for the Holy Ghost to come to give you understanding. How do we do that? Meditation in the word. Mm. What is meditation? When I swallow the food from my mouth to my stomach, this is the work of meditation. Meditation gets the word from your mind to your heart. This is the work of meditation. When I begin to meditate in my heart, when I begin to ponder on the meaning of what I've read, what is in my mind, I continue to turn it over, to meditate, to ask the meaning for it, asking for, crying for discernment, mm-hmm. for understanding. Holy Spirit will come now first to walk in your understanding by giving you the meaning of the word. And when the word of God enters your heart, when you understand it, then you swallow it. Mm. You will never swallow what you don't like. Once you understand, your mind is renewed, it is good. Then you swallow it, you enter your heart. That is, the word of God enters your heart at the point of spiritual revelation and understanding. That's the work of the Holy Spirit. Mm. This is what Jesus did for his disciple. Matthew chapter 16, verse 13. It has been given to you to know the secret of the kingdom of God. But the others, I speak to them in parable so that they may not understand.
That means that when Jesus spoke in parables and he talked about the mysteries of the kingdom of God, it's only when we dig deeper to understand and cry for discernment that the Holy Spirit opens up the revelation of the scriptures. And that is why it's all about us seeking the kingdom of God.
So it's about doing what is right, applying the word of God in your life. So please, if I read the Bible mentally without the word entering my heart, this is what Jesus said, the parable of the sower. If it is so along the way, this is the one, mentally. The seed of the word is in your heart. It's the right ground. The word must enter your heart. To enter, we need the Spirit of God to open our heart. Spiritual discernment must come, understanding. When the word enters here, it becomes spirit. Mean the nature of the word has changed. The food you see on the table, if you open your stomach, what is there? It has nothing to do with the food you ate. Mean the word becomes spirit when it enters your heart. So the stomach of the word is your heart. It's your heart that eats the word, that digests the word, that's become life deep within you. And this is the process of meditation.
And that's how the word can become the nutrients and the vitamins and the minerals that you need.
If you do not meditate, the word will not enter your heart. It will remain in your mind. Mm. What remains in your mind will dry. Soon you forget. Mm. But when the word enters your heart and you understand it, it will remain there forever. Understanding the word of God, we should approach it asking the Holy Ghost to guide us, to lead us. That's when we eat the word. You open your ears to hear. Open your eyes to understand the meaning behind the letter. And to receive it, and faith begin to grow in your heart. This now, if you eat and you don't meditate, you don't swallow the word. And that's the way we are doing 99%. We read, we chew it, we spit it out. That's why Jesus said, When the word is planted in your heart and you do not understand, the devil comes and snaps the word away. So what do we do now? What is the answer?
Yeah, it needs to be planted deep in our heart, because when something is there, it will always remain there.
Good. Now, how do you plant it? Let's go to Proverbs chapter 4, verse 20 to 22. And that's the conclusion of this message. This is the way to eat the food, to swallow the food, to digest the food, and to allow the food to give you life inside of you. Proverbs chapter 4, verse 20.
So this is the way out. Are you there?
This is the way out.
Proverbs 4 from verse 20. My son.
My son.
And my daughter.
My brother, my mother, listen to me. Listen to what God is saying to you. God say, my son.
Give attention to my words.
Pay attention to my words.
Incline your ear to my sayings.
Pay attention to my words. Mean absolute focus when you read. Your eyes are open, your mind is open, and your heart is open. With all your heart, with all your mind, one focus. You silence the noise on the outside. Pay attention, focus on what you are reading.
My son, give attention to my words. Incline your ear to my sayings.
Incline your ears to my saying. There's a difference between listening to a noise or hearing words. When your attention is not there, somebody may be talking. You don't know what the person say. You just hear noise. If I say, hey, what did I say? You were unable because you never listen in your, it is your heart that listens to the word. That's how you eat the food. I mean, eat the food by listening with the ears of your heart. Here be open to receive the word in your heart.
Do not let them depart from your eyes.
Do not let them depart from your eyes. I mean, keep on reading.
Keep them in the midst of your heart.
That's the key.
For they are life to those who find them and health to all their flesh.
Keep them in the midst of your
heart.
And?
For they are life to those who find them.
And health. Do not let them depart from your eyes.
Yeah.
I mean, keep on reading. Even if you don't understand, keep on reading. Keep them in the midst of your heart. That's the most difficult. That's where you need Holy Spirit. Mean, when they say keep it in the midst of your heart, mean meditate, meditate. That's the only way for the heart, word to enter your heart. Mean after you read, ponder the word to understand it with a receptive heart. You continue to ponder, to think about it, to meditate in order to understand the real meaning until Holy Spirit come and open the eyes of your understanding. Ephesians 1:17. And then the word will enter your heart and become spirit. That's the work of Holy Spirit. When you read your Bible without the Holy Spirit, it will stay in your mind. If you want the word to enter your heart, you need the Holy Ghost. That's why Prophet Ephesians said, meditation in the word is a visit with God. You need somebody to usher you into God's presence. That's the Holy Ghost. Ephesians 2:18. For the word to enter your heart, it takes the Holy Ghost. For you to understand it spiritually, it takes the Holy Ghost. For you to have wisdom, it takes the Holy Ghost. To apply the word, it takes the Spirit of God to do that. That's the purpose of meditation. When you meditate, you carry him along. And when he comes, without you realizing, unconsciously, I repeat, because here in this area, no self-will. It is unconscious here. You don't even know.
It's true. We don't know that we're digesting. The process of the digestion, we don't see it. We don't really feel it either. It's just going on without our permission, without our will. It's not under our control. It's out of our control. And in the same way, when the word of God truly is in our heart, the way that the word of God can now become health to us, life to us, we don't see it physically or feel it physically, but it's a spiritual process. And it has an effect on every area of our lives.
That's the work of Holy Spirit. When the word enters your heart, it translates to spirit and it becomes an instrument, a tool in the hand of the Holy Spirit here. When it works in your heart, understanding come, conviction come, faith come. As we don't know what's happening here unconsciously, when you meditate, that's why we don't know when we are meditating. Meditate is an unconscious act. When the Holy Ghost come, you don't know. Before you realize it, song is ringing in your heart.
Exactly.
If you realize it, something is going in your heart. As the blood is running inside, the word is running. Your spirit is meditating constantly, but your mind has no knowledge of it.
Does that mean we can't know that the process is complete if it's unconscious?
We know the process is complete by the word that comes out of you.
Exactly. It's the result. That's what's seen on the outside. What comes out of our mouth? What attitude do we have? What character do we have against life's...
You said character. I stopped you.
Life's trials.
When you eat bad food, yeah, your body will be sick. When you talk negatively, the heart is sick.
Mm.
When you think negatively, the heart is sick. When you doubt, the heart is sick with lack of food. When you eat the right food, faith comes, the heart is in good health.
Mm. Spiritual malnutrition.
It is health to all flesh.
Mm.
Keep your heart with all diligence, for out of your heart springs the well of life.
Mm.
Listen to me, all of you, and me talking to you. One day we will all leave this earth, go to heaven. Jesus will tell this to you. That's the parable of the sower.
Mm.
Which food are we eating?
Mm.
If you're not conscious of your spirit, you only live in the flesh. But if you understand the importance of God's word, you will never neglect this word. Today, we are looking for experience.
Mm.
We are looking for healing, looking for prophecy. But who cares about this word?
Mm.
That's the only thing that remains in you, the word of God that builds you up. That's the most important thing. Whatever the Holy Ghost does on the outside, healing and deliverance, is just to tell you this word is important.
Mm.
And you don't know. You can be a producer if you open your heart to the word of God.
Mm.
What do you want? You want to remain a baby where my mom and dad put food to my mouth, or I want to feed my spirit myself? Today, many went to church, right? They eat once per week. Even some people don't eat. They go to the church, the pastor preaches a message, they listen to their mind, it's gone. They never digest, never reflect. The word will never enter their heart.
Mm.
And sometimes, if a man of God is speaking to you, he's speaking to your heart straight. But that word, if you don't keep it, it will go as it's planted. Matthew chapter 13, verse
19.
Mm. Therefore, I'm asking you a question. You know what the Bible says. Are you feeding your soul, feeding your spirit? The neglect of your heart is the neglect of your life. The neglect of God's word is the neglect of your salvation, of everything. Today, we are weak because we don't eat. Today, doubt is filling people's heart because the word of life is not there.
Mm.
The only way to have revelation is the word of God. Today, we have to go back to the root because we are putting the cart before the horses. Mm. We have to go back to the root and align our heart with the word of God. Read this Bible and don't forget, meditate on the Bible to become alive in your heart. God, I want to answer this, sister. Does it mean when you eat wrong? When you eat wrong teaching, there's no wrong teaching. There's only one teacher, God. If you go to a restaurant, they give you food and the food is too salty, you should be able to know the food is too salty. It can enter your mouth, but you can say no. You can spit it out if it's not good.
That's why you need to be able to have that spiritual discernment and that spiritual maturity.
Test the food before you eat it. If you have sensitivity, you will know whether the word is from God or not from God. That's what the Bible says. Mm. Test the word, test the prophecy. And you know, Jesus said, let your word be salted. Mm. Let the word be anointed with life.
And anything that's not in line with God's word, definitely it's not going to help you. Like if it's a wrong doctrine.
If the word contains life, your heart will agree.
Mm.
What is the state of your heart? If your heart agrees, your heart will eat the word immediately. Your heart knows what is good. That's where discernment is. Your heart is the realm of revelation. That's where the Holy Ghost dwells.
Mm, this is very important. I hope you got that. Your heart knows what is good. Your heart is the one that's hungering and thirsting for righteousness.
Mm-hmm.
And your heart can't pretend. Your heart can't fake. Your heart can't pretend to be hungry when it's not hungry or eat the wrong food. That's what we can do on the outside, on this physical body. But your heart can't lie.
Hmm.
Your heart can't pretend.
The only part of us that is sincere is our heart.
Yeah.
Why? It's not exposed to the natural things.
And that's why your heart hungers for the righteousness in the true living word of God.
Hmm.
So when your heart is open and you receive that living word, your heart will agree instantly. And if it doesn't agree, if you don't have peace in your heart, if you don't have that contentment in your heart, if you don't have that fulfillment that, yes, this is filling my soul, then it's not the right thing you're eating.
Thank you. So we have given you food today. This message, every message we share here is recorded on YouTube, on Facebook. Go back to that message. Don't just listen to it. The secret we have learned at the feet of Jesus for so many years under Prophet Bishop, this will share with you. I was saying to somebody that we don't sell the word. Whatever we receive, we open our heart and tell you this word we receive from God to build you up, to tell you that you too, if you value this word, if you treasure this word, your life will change. You will apply faith and you will come to the level of fulfillment and you will believe in Jesus more than ever before in your life. You will stop, become immature. Our earthly understanding must give way to spiritual enlightenment to become mature.
When the word of God enters your heart and you put it into action and truly make it a part of you, that's when by its very nature, it will change you and you'll find yourself called to act with God.
That is it. If you take God's word to heart, if you digest the food, you swallow it. That word by its very nature, which is spirit, if it enters the heart, it becomes spirit. And then it will change your spiritual life. By spiritual understanding, spiritual knowledge and conviction and faith come. The word settles in your heart at the point of conviction, belief. It will change your life. You begin to act faith. So please understand this and pray over it and apply it and become mature. I want to hear testimony that people say they hear God. Holy Ghost spoke to them and you are experiencing God in your life. That's the only reward, to see people grow in faith. This is the year of growth. We pray, Father, I thank you for everyone. Lord, I pray, let the seed of this word enter their heart. Give them the grace to receive this word. Help them to understand. Help them to receive it, to grow in faith, and to discern your mind, to discern your word, and to walk by faith. In the name of Jesus. Amen.